This is the Nick and Jules podcast.
Let's do another podcast, another episode. We're back on deck.
Hello, baby.
Yeah, you can cough. This is a loose, you know. Obviously, just we'll edit that out because we can't let people know behind
Release
the scenes.
Release the cough.
We can't let them know that producer Aaliyah coughs. That's not showbiz, baby.
No, no phlegm allowed.
To be back after. Look, busy few days.
Indeed. On the road, on a plane, on all the things.
We would have across collectively between all of us, we would have taken quite a few different modes of transport in the last few days between... Yeah. The car down to the airport. We took an aeroplane. We've taken a cruise ship.
Yes.
Train.
Yeah, we took a train.
It was a bus.
Oh, no, I didn't take a train.
Replacement bus.
Oh. Which we did.
I sat on a train, then I got ushered off it.
So how many?
So did I.
That is
quite an unfortunate situation to be in. That it's the worst thing when you are taking the V line and you get. Like it's one thing when you go, oh, okay, I'm booking my ticket and it says it's going to be a coach. Okay, that sucks.
Mm-hmm.
It's one thing to think you're getting a train and then you're like, no, you're getting a bus, which is what happened to me like 2 weekends ago.
Yeah.
It's the worst.
Yep.
It's exactly what happened to Jordan.
As an adult, you shouldn't have to take the bus unless you want to.
No, and as PTSD, when I walked onto that bus, the last time I took a bus, it took 6.5 hours and the journey was supposed to take three and a half. So I was like, bracing for the worst.
I thought you were about to do that. The last time I was on the bus, I was in Prague.
Actually, the first time I got back at that. I remember this.
And they didn't even need me to check my passport out, but I kept showing them on the V line anyway. Well, you know, we get it. We're travelled. We've all been to Mildura now. You know,
We have been to Mildura.
We've seen the sights. I'm
hot.
Feeling dry.
Mm.
Wine. Fruit.
It's quite flat.
Flat,
It's quite a flat country.
Isn't that it's such a weird characteristic, but it's spot on to say that it is flat.
It's funny, Nick and I have both lived in the country. Well, we still live in the country, and Aaliyah continued to refer to it as the bootscootin' country. She was so overwhelmed.
It was proper bootscootin'. Like
you've actually not been to bootscootin', because I think Jules and I have been to. I would consider where we've been, which is sort of far north Queensland and to that area and further. That's boot scooting country.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I have no plan to ever go there. So
no, that's it's an acquired
Mildura
taste.
Is boot scooting for me, and I was happy enough about it. I am sad though that when I went back to Melbourne and told everyone, oh, I just came like back from Mildura.
Country.
From boot scooting.
Where they think you came from?
Texas. From my mother. Oh. But I was like, oh yeah, just got back from Mildura and stuff. And they're like, did you go to Stefano's? And I was like, what's Stefano's? Apparently it's like a Michelin star restaurant in Mildura.
Mum was telling me there was a famous chef around there somewhere, and I thought it must have been the place we tried to go to.
It was not. It's a place called Stefano's. So now I'm a bit upset that we're not there.
Michelin star.
And we didn't get to go.
Well, next time we go.
Well, I think I don't know, I'm making up shit, but like it's very famous.
It's a heralded restaurant.
Yes. Exactamente, homeboy.
All right. Well, there's always a reason to go back.
So true.
There's always a reason to go back for the cruise 2.0.
Yes.
Maybe
another
next year.
A paddle steamer next time.
I really want to go on one of those. They look fun.
Well, Zach Dyer, one of the comedians of the night, did say that he'd done a paddle steamer. And actually it was interesting. It was an interesting bit of market research. We were talking about in the car.
Mm-hmm.
It might have been one of you that asked. I'm not sure. Maybe it was me. I don't know. He was saying that he'd recently performed in Echuca about a month back.
Yeah.
And whilst he was in Echuca, what do you do when you're in Echuca? You go on the paddle steamer, because that's one of the tourist things. And I said, we had been considering that for a venue. And he goes, way too small. There's no chance.
Really? So smaller than the river cruiser we were on.
Yeah, he said that he's like, there's no chance you wouldn't have been able to. You wouldn't have been able to fit people on and
Hectic. Really
know where to perform. And, it's good. You know, it shook out for us. What did you think about the overall size of the boat? Because I was expecting it to be slightly longer and bigger.
Oh, no, I was pleasantly surprised.
I would have liked more space for hanging out in. Moderate, like just on the top deck, just because because it would have been nice for people to be able to, you know, hang out outside. But I guess that's the nature of. When you have that, you've got to put seats on.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yep.
We had a lot of people on board.
We did. How many did we reckon we ended up having? 50
we had
plus?
48 listeners with us.
Right.
A few people unfortunately couldn't make it.
Yep.
And then us, the comedians, and Silco and Promo Nick from our Mildura office.
And staff. right?
Yeah, and staff, yeah.
Yep.
And the captain, of course.
Yep. Capitan.
So there was probably around 55 people.
Not bad.
Mm. Mm.
Good show. And then obviously, you know, we've come back from that for the weekend and mm-hmm. then had our weekends and now we're here. And now we're cruising to the end of the year.
Mm. Oh, I can't believe it.
Can on we which say, cruise, exactly?
Just the SS Nick and Jules.
SS?
What
does SS stand for?
I don't know. They sail on a lot of ships. I think it's...
SNS.
Save our ships.
Well, SNS is for your nails, Jules.
Oh, it is too.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure. Do you think we're allowed to say, by the way, our end date for the year? Probably, right? We're disappearing.
I don't know.
Mama Bear Mal might get mad because he did get a little bit...
antsy.
A little bit antsy at me in one of our meetings when I announced it.
I don't know. We'll say... It's before Christmas.
Yeah, all right. We'll be off air. We're off air in December at some point. We'll give you those dates soon.
SS stands for steamship.
Steamship.
Ah, very good.
All right. Well, the SS, we'll make sure we're on board a steamship when we say it next time.
Mm. Excellent.
I think we're on a PS when we're on Mildura. A petrol cruiser. A petrol ship.
Performing cruise.
It was all that. PCCC.
Mm. Next time.
Yeah.
If there will be a next time. A helicopter would seem a bit... intense.
Smaller crowd.
Yeah. Very small. Very intimate crowd.
Pretty funny though. Especially if you and I are there. Producer Ali is in there.
And that's all we can fit.
In there.
That's so it.
We can bring a listener in there plus one. Mm. That would be pretty funny.
That's pretty exclusive. I was also thinking about other options. A limo. We recently went on a limo that fit 9 people.
Yeah,
9 was probably squishy enough.
Did you feel like, as a child, maybe this is just a me thing, but you're led to believe that limos are a lot roomier?
Yes.
That was
because we are smaller as children.
Well, that's true. I felt cramped in that limo.
I mean, you are like 6 foot, 5 million. I felt fine because I'm 5 foot
seven
nothing.
Foot.
Yeah, I don't know.
But it was quite squishy with 9 people.
They
in there.
They put that weird like bar thing in there.
Yeah,
that seems to take up more room than it. Mm. Like, you know, if I was a limo designer, I wouldn't have that.
You'd make it a bit more compact. You'd make it more IKEA-esque.
Certainly. Oh yeah.
Hang from the top. Maybe
get me a Swedish limousine. That would be a much better.
Or a Hummer? Would that have more space in it? Do you think?
That's
than a limo?
What I was thinking. What if we had the Hummerzine?
Sure. We'd have to chop down an extra quarter of the Amazon rainforest to make the Hummer work.
Of course.
That's the price you pay for luxury.
Mm-hmm. So maybe that's the next one. Helicopter, plane.
I mean, we did fly like a really tiny plane. Well, it was the
smallest
plane I had been on.
We ourselves did not fly the plane.
We didn't fly. No.
They let you, when you're out of sleep, they let us have a crack.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Sorry.
Yeah, bit of a work perk. They're like, are you producer Aaliyah from the Nick and Jules podcast? She's like, yeah.
Oh, royalty.
Do you want to have a go on the cockadoodle pit and go rip, and have a fly around? And that's just the noise that the stick makes when you're flying.
So similar to the sound I made when I was describing the feline toilet.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of descriptors. It was a fun time. Mm. Let's touch base quickly. I mean, I know we're going to do an actual proper evaluation with Mama Bear Mal a little bit later today.
Mm. No, we'll just send him this podcast instead.
Well, I don't know if we should air all of our grievances on the podcast. But there will be the pressure when we come back next year.
Yes.
That when we think about what we want to do for next year, we're going to be asked to do this specific thing again.
Because Mama Bear Mal gets excited, and when he sees a concept and he sees all the listeners loving it, which they did, he's going to go, what's next? What is next? Don't know Mama Bear Mal.
We should ask him first, what's the budget? And then we'll tell you what's next.
Well, the budget for the thing next year is big. So
a plane then.
What? You know more than I do.
Well, I mean, here's a peek behind the scenes a little bit as well. So the next... We'll probably do some other stuff next year in the lead up, but there will be a ratings period for radio at the back end of the year that for some of the areas we broadcast to, specifically in the Albury-Wodonga region. And so in an effort to – this is just how radio works, is when you are going to a ratings period for people listening,
Suddenly
money appears because they want to make sure they win the ratings because they want to obviously, you know, continue to say that they're top dogs. And we hopefully will become top dogs. And I think we are currently the top dogs.
We are top dogs.
They do want to make sure that we can guarantee that. So back end of next year, whatever we end up doing could have a bit of a, you know, bit of a budgeroo behind it.
A budgeroo.
That is sales budgeroo. Term.
Budgeroo makes me think of budgie smugglers.
Yeah, budgeroo. That's when a kangaroo wears budgie smugglers. It's a specific style of, it's got a hole at the back for the tail.
So I guess any thoughts and feelings on transport, drop it in the Nick and Jules Inner Circle.
If you've been to either Tramdup or to Comedy Cruise and you had such a good time that you want to see it done again, let us know. But but we are looking. You know, we want to explore options because the thing is, you know, we're not just one trick ponies. We don't just know how to run comedy nights.
That's right. Yes. Was it Jared that had travelled to both performance nights?
Yes, that was so pretty fun.
Jared from
and he
Bendigo.
Said yep. We'll see you at the next one.
Jared was very keen for me. We talked about this over the last couple of days. Jared was so keen for me to tell him my joke about being conceived in Bendigo.
The conception story.
Yeah. And I had to be like, that's you. That's it. That's the joke.
That's nothing else. That's the joke.
Is that we drove past the house
that you were conceived in, allegedly.
Allegedly.
Actually, I'll say this. If we do run it back and we do comedy again, I mean, I think we'll do something else, but if we do it, I want to perform again because mm-hmm. I actually hated not performing.
I mean,
again,
right? Really?
Yeah, it was. I got so FOMO. Certainly, I was like, it looks so fun.
Oh, we should have added you onto the lineup. We could have stayed for another hour on the boat.
The principle was that, you know, I couldn't perform. I said no to myself.
No. One gig and then you're out and then you're on top.
But it turns out I enjoy it.
I love that. Well, it's Jules addictive. And I were saying, Jules plays the drums and piano. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm a DJ and can play guitar and sing.
We've been talking talent show for a while.
Like, you know, Nick, just you should be our front man for our band.
True.
True. Well, you know what doesn't really exist anymore is comedy bands.
Comedy bands?
Parody bands?
Comedy bands.
So what is a comedy band?
So really a long time ago, we're talking like 30, 40 years ago, maybe even older, there used to be a lot of like stylings of comedy where it would be where a comedian who was probably like either a TV presenter or maybe like they were an actor or something, they would do they would kind of have like a band just loosely playing behind them, and they kind of would speak in like soliloquies and just like almost these say like funny sentences over music, and it was kind of jazzy, and it was real. It's kind of entertaining, and they would do like
super niche,
moderately funny.
It sounds very beatnik in my mind.
It is absolutely it is, but it's a super niche style of comedy that doesn't really get done anymore because I think it probably wouldn't be terribly well received nowadays. But you know, it's an option.
I mean, we could do it, though. The only thing I can think of is like there's an episode of Family Guy where Peter Griffin is like, oh yeah, I'll do some comedy, and he's just clicking. And he goes, I left my poem at home.
If that's what it becomes, then, you know, so be it. Otherwise, we can start a band, and I feel like I could do a pop punk sort of whine.
Oh my God, yes.
Where are you?
Oh, I've heard that before.
I don't think it'd be hard because if you did that impression the entire song, like, that's not necessarily good singing. It's not necessarily bad. It's just a thing. It's a very specific style choice.
So true.
Oh, it's an artistic decision.
All right, wrapping up the podcast. We've got to get out of here and do some more work, everybody. But otherwise, we'll see you tomorrow. Have a good Monday, everyone.
Bye.
Over the weekend, Jules, I experienced the best customer service in the history of Australia, possibly the world.
Big call, Nick.
Big call, big claims. But I think you'll agree with me when I tell you what's happened. Saturday night, out at dinner for someone's birthday, one of my mates, at the restaurant, the pub we were at, it was one of those order on the app sort of situations.
Ah, yes.
Didn't have the app. Downloaded the app. That's fine. Whatever. Happy to do it if it means I get my meal a little bit quicker.
Of course.
Cut out the middleman. Let's do it. They select your venue and you do your venue selection based on like the GPS in your phone so it knows exactly where you are.
Oh, that's cool.
Selected the venue. That's great. I order my food. Mm-hmm. I'd had a big lunch already, so I had some, I sorted a bowl of chips and some chicken bao.
Yummy.
Delicious. And a couple of beers as well because, you know, we're having a fun time.
Saturday night.
Why would we not?
Yes.
Exactly right. And it's food. I order it, pay for it. It's taken a while. Mm. Taking quite a while. I'm like, oh, come on. What's the point of
it? I thought I'd cut the queue with
exactly
this app.
Exactly right. I get a text message from the venue saying, hey, sorry, we couldn't find your table. If you wanted to come up to the bar, we'll give it to the bar. I thought, that's fine.
Technology.
Walk up to the bar. No one at the bar.
Oh.
No food at the bar.
What?
This isn't quite on. I don't like this, Jules. I walk back to my table. There's a waitress there explaining to all my mates what's going on. I didn't know what's happened. She goes, yep, are you the guy that ordered the chips and the bao and the beers? And I went, yeah, that's me. You know, sounds great. Where is it? Can't wait to eat it. Mm-hmm. She goes, you've ordered it to the wrong venue, mate.
Oh, no.
And I said, crap.
Nick.
I've ordered. Oh. I said, I did it based off of the phone GPS. She goes, yeah, we own another venue a few blocks away, and it somehow accidentally sent it over there. So
someone's enjoying your food over there.
So your food's not coming, mate. And I was like, what? Why?
Damn it. it.
Why?
No one else in the table did this mistake.
What a bad app that you make me order it to the wrong venue. Yeah. So far, no good customer service.
Oh,
that's fine. This is just something that's happened. Here's where the good customer service kicks in. I sit down and go, fine, whatever. I didn't need to eat anyway.
Really? So you weren't going to try and order again?
We were about to leave because we had a show. We were going to go see a comedian point. I thought, oh, I've got to get out of here. 5 minutes passes. I'm down the dumps, Jules.
Oh no!
I get a tap on the shoulder. I turn around to this woman, who's in her hand got a bowl of chips, the chicken bao, and two beers in her hand. She goes, "Are you Nick?" I go, "Yeah, I'm Nick." She goes, "I've just brought these over from the other place."
Oh!
A waitress from the other venue that I accidentally ordered my food to walked across several streets, several blocks with food in hand, couple of bottles of beer, has walked in, gone. I was on the top of the roof at this place.
Oh.
Has gone up like several flights of stairs.
She's done a three plate carry. Oh.
She puts it down. It's still hot.
What?
The food is still hot, Jules. The beers are still cold.
Wow.
I was like, this is unparalleled customer service.
So did
Jules.
You tip her?
Absolutely not. I don't believe in tipping in this country because you're getting paid a fair wage, hopefully. But my God, incredible service.
Letters from Jules.
Dear Diary.
What did young Jules write back in the day?
Oh, as the spooky season approaches, I have found a short story that I have written as, I think, upper primary, grade 5, grade 6, entitled The Haunted Mansion.
The Haunted Mansion. All right, obviously patent pending because there is a movie at the moment called The Haunted Mansion, so that's interesting.
I think I got in first, Nick.
I'm going to quickly change the music up just because this doesn't feel spooky enough.
I like it. Shall I start reading?
Go for it.
Bang! What was that? Screeched Jenny. I don't know, but I've got a bad feeling about this place, warned Mrs. Turner. Mr. Turner had brought his perfect family, his wife Agnes, and children Jenny and Reese to their family vacation in the gloomy town of Pawtreeville. The promoted real estate agent was sent to stay in the eerie mansion before he leased off the property to a young couple from the country.
Pretty exciting to make a real estate agent the protagonist. Cool.
Little did they know what was ahead of them. Come in all! A voice echoed from the hallway entrance. Footsteps padded its way over. I am your butler, Pierre. I expect to see you in the dining hall in 900 hours.
Wow, 900 hours. So, at 0900 hours, do you think he means? Why does your French butler speak in military time?
Pierre vanished at once. Geez, someone's been to Crazy Town, Reese joked.
Pretty good writing from you, Jules. Very funny joke.
No, Jenny interrupted. He's the mayor of Crazy Town.
Oh, even better. Hang on one quick second here.
Reese and Jenny.
Oop, wrong one. Apologies.
Reese and Jenny high-fived each other.
Great.
Kids, now's not the time to joke. Let's take our luggage to our rooms, Mrs. Turner said as she ushered her children to the marble flight of stairs.
All right.
Once Reese and Jenny were out of sight, Mrs. Turner whispered to Mr. Turner, I have a feeling this is a haunted mansion. What? Nonsense, he denied. This place has no ghosts in sight. Suddenly, a high-pitched shriek from upstairs shattered a glass window.
Well, right on cue. How considerate.
It was Jenny. Help! There's a white thingy chasing after me, Mum.
A white thingy.
Mrs. Turner glared at her husband, who had a cheeky grin on his face. Blame your father, Jenny, Mrs. Turner yelled upstairs. This is our family vacation and nothing's going to spoil it.
Wow.
My God.
Incredible, Jules. Just incredible writing. Incredible
Thank you so
writing.
Much.
I can speak on behalf of all of Victoria, but I'm on the edge of my seat.
Are you? Well, good thing there's part two next week.
Part two for Halloween. All right. Look, if you miss anything, if you just tune in and join us, we'll put that on the podcast. Off air with Nick and Jules and listener, Spotify, Apple Podcasts.
Everywhere.
And
upstairs.
Jules will be at the local library doing readings of that to any kid that can stomach it.
I know I've left it till late in Monday morning, but I have some big news to share with you guys. An addition. Addition in my life.
Can I make a guess?
Mm-hmm.
You and Peter have added to the duo. Mm. It become a thruple. You've added someone to the couple.
Maybe that is where your mind would go.
Well, no, I assume pregnancy.
Incorrect guess. I've got myself an Apple Watch. Equally as big a news.
Pretty good. All right. We get it.
Thank you.
Jules, you're doing all right for yourself.
And before you think, sponsored by Apple, this is going to be an endorsement. It is not.
No.
Because of what Apple did to me over the weekend, what this watch did to me. All right. So initially I got like influenced, I guess. I don't know. Everyone seems to get it. You even said to me, you don't own a watch, Jules, and you're going to go overseas. What happens if your phone dies and you don't know what time it is and when to get back to the bus?
I do. I mean, I think most adults should own at least a watch. Even if they don't. I mean, I'm not wearing one right now, but I mean, I do own one.
So I got myself a watch. I was like, oh yeah, you know, everyone gets it to track their steps. And then they use it for anything but that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that many people are, I don't think it's just step tracking because they're not the cheapest thing in the world. If you want, if you want to save some money, I'll just count your steps and like, just give me the money.
Like a bouncer out the front of a club.
Yeah, one in, one out, one in, one out.
No, but I got that. Oh, it's cool seeing my steps. Heart rate goes up if I went through a bit of turbulence with the flight.
Heart rate goes up real high if you reach your steps for the day. 10,000. All right, here we go.
Celebration. But there was one thing that happened on the weekend. We were sitting down catching up with Mum and Dad in Melbourne and my partner, Peter. And we were playing a card game that was called 5 Second Rule. And you have 5 seconds to shout out three things in the one category. So it could be like three things that you find in the bathroom.
Okay.
The pressure, the stakes are high. It's the first who gets to 10.
I was going to say the pressure and the stakes are higher, not things I find in my bathroom. You'd be awful at this game, Jules.
And we're neck and neck. There's like there's one point in between the three of us. Everyone's shouting. Everyone's trying to get their three things listed in 5 seconds. Mm. And all of a sudden my phone, my Apple Watch pings and says, loud environment. Sound levels hit 90 decibels. Jeez. Around 30 minutes at this level can cause temporary hearing loss. May we suggest using hearing protection or moving to a quieter area?
This watch doesn't know you at all. You're already deaf. You already have hearing issues. You're fine.
No more card games for me, I guess.
This is crazy. Your family was able to achieve a level that even Apple products were concerned for your health and safety.
And surprisingly, throughout almost 3 hours of this show, it hasn't told me I've been too loud.
That was the Nick and Jules podcast.